All right, this could part. This is continuation, not part. Yeah, not part
not
two.
Not part two. We're no. still here. This is still the moment.
Because I may do a part two and see and get another man's perspective on it. You know what I'm saying? I would love to actually have a conversation with a man who was actually an abuser.
Yeah, or the abused.
Or a man who was abused. You know what I mean? But how many? I want to know how many men will come out and be like, "Yeah, I'll talk about how I used to beat my girlfriend. Oh, I used to beat."
That's the thing. It's not a macho. It's not a macho conversation men would like to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be tough. But just another man's perspective.
Like me, one of the things that I always share is I always share how I used to cheat. You know what I mean? I used to play it. Yeah. It was my past. I used to. You know, I've done that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, holla, holla. You know what I mean? But you said let's ask them some questions, right? Like what?
I don't know. Like, I guess we don't have we can't get feedback, right? So
the only time we could get feedback, you know, and we'll do it one day. We'll do it one day where we'll do an Instagram live.
You know what I mean? Okay, so I guess my question is this. Do you believe the relationship that you're in or not in is a mistake or not? And if you do believe it's a mistake, why? Can you think to yourself, do you need help? Do you need healing? Do you need to grow? Did you overlook those red flags? Because I think that's the biggest thing people forget are the red flags. Like, I'm dating someone right now, and I see a lot of red flags. And it's not that I'm ignoring them. I'm trying to see what else I can learn from this person. Because I also, in this conversation, have realized I don't want to trauma bond again.
Yeah.
That's not the right thing for me.
So for her asking that question, right? Y'all want to answer it? Answer it on my Facebook. Because, you know, when I go on Facebook, I'll post on my Facebook advertising, you know, the episode. And you can just comment. Go ahead, comment in it. Like, hey, to answer that question, Jeff. And, you know what I mean? I would love to get their feedback. You know what I mean? Let me ask you a question, right? So I know this dude, right? He had proposed. To this, you know, he proposed to this woman, right? Mm-hmm. The woman said yes. She was happy about it. Okay, she was happy. She was like, she bragged about it on social media, and, you know, and sent him messages like, "Oh my God, I'm gonna be your queen. You're my king. All this. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, yep. Did the whole nine.
Did the whole nine. Everything that mm-hmm. you're thinking was perfect.
Okay.
Then, 2 weeks later, I believe. She's telling him, yo, I need to get right with myself. You know what I mean? I'm not okay. I'm depressed. My bipolar. I need to see my psychiatrist. I need to get back on my meds. And then say, I love you. I got love for you, but I'm not in love with you. And I'm like,
Then why did you say yes?
Why did you say yes to the proposal then? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is your take on that?
It sounds to me like there's a bird in her ear that's telling her either he's not good enough for her or she's not good enough for him. And these are all things that are running through her head. Maybe the bipolar is in her mind. She's down-talking herself to the point where she feels she's not worthy for his love.
Or it's that ex-boyfriend.
Or it's the ex-boyfriend. That boyfriend
that was abusive that she was letting hang around. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because other men have gone through that shit too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's multitude of situations that could have taken place for that. One we'll never know as we're... I don't know this person. It's unfortunate. It happens a lot.
Yep.
I know my biggest fear was my daughter's father asking me to marry him after eight years of our relationship because I knew in year eight.
Shit.
I knew in year eight that it wasn't going to happen. And I always prayed to God not to let this man ask me to marry him because
I'm going
to
say no.
I would say no. And how could I say no? That was the thing. How could I say no and embarrass this man and embarrass myself?
So what did you do?
He never asked.
Oh, okay. So that's...
God had my back.
So you lucked out.
I lucked out.
You lucked out, yeah.
Like I said, I've never been proposed to. And it's not that I don't deserve to be. It's I didn't believe I deserved to be with a good man, I guess, or a man that was... I mean, it wasn't that he was a bad person, just not the one for me. And I not the one for him.
Yeah.
You know, so... I guess I always attracted people who I felt that I needed to fix because there was something in them that I needed to fix within me.
But so like, but so here's my thing with that, with the whole like, these are the type of women you attract. You know, I'm like, I would say like, how am I attracting these women when these are women that I'm meeting online? All I know of them is their first name and their face.
But you have... Okay, every conversation you don't know with a stranger is a conversation, right? That you're having, it starts out with, hi, how are you? Tell me about yourself. This is what I like. What do you like to do? Then it's, tell me a little bit more. Once you're learning a little bit more, that's when you're supposed to read between the lines.
And that's what we don't do.
No, we don't.
That's what we don't do.
We don't.
So, yeah, you know what? That's what we don't do. And then I think of it, and I say to myself, like, Jeff, if you had read between the lines when all these women were telling you about
this. They were telling you that you know they what I mean? Were fucked up.
Like, you wouldn't have dated pretty much no woman up until this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying?
It's all a growing pain, a life lesson, I guess, that we all have to go through, you know.
Oh, So listen, you're right. I'm not the only one. So listen, right? You know, trial and error. You know what I'm saying? Definitely trial and error because, like I was saying to you earlier, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know, don't want to date, you know, a woman with... Well, let me not say men don't date women with kids. Let me not say that. If you're going to date a woman with a kid, right? Obviously, talk, have conversation, and just see where she's at as far as...
Being a parent.
As far as being a parent and having...
the other parent involved.
Yeah, and having a relationship. Is she able to balance both?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if she just has, like, one young child, that's going to be tough. Especially if she has one young child and she doesn't really have a lot of support.
Because our kids come before the guy.
Yeah. If they're older kids, you know, they're self-sufficient, then, you know, you're good. You know what I mean? If the kids...
Unless the woman is unhealthy.
Yes. Unless she's unhealthy and she just has to be attached
mm-hmm.
to her kids. Because, you know, like I said, you know, I dated a woman who, you know what I mean? She was attached to her grown daughters, and they're like, yo.
And they all had children, you said, right?
Yeah, and it's not only that, but like, yo.
Yeah.
Why are they still attached to your nipple? You know what I mean? I understand you love your kids and all that, but you're not able to have a relationship because of this. You know what I'm saying? Plus the fact that she kept, you know, her ex hanging around. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to say that, but I was always, but I say now, if I were to, you know, like, talk to a woman, and the moment I ask her, so, what was your last relationship like? Oh, well, you know, he was abusive. Well, hey, it was nice talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Good luck in your endeavors.
No. No, you're supposed to then ask, what steps have you taken since then to heal from that trauma?
Oh,
and
man.
Wait for her to respond.
Yo, let me...
But you wait for her to respond.
Okay, you're right.
If she don't respond, that automatically implies that she's no good for you already, right? You move on. If she does respond, you have to understand and read between the lines of what she's responding to. She could be reactive, which is a red flag, right?
Yeah.
Because anyone who's reacting to a question like that means they have not done the work. They're still not right for you. And you know what? There's so many other factors to that. But if you ask that question, why can't you ask that question? There is nothing in the law of life that says you cannot ask that question.
Yeah, very true. There ain't nothing in the law of life that says I can't ask that question. You damn right. You know what I mean? And I did that with one woman. I asked her, like, all right, so what's the relationship like now? You know, are you still dealing with him? But that's the wrong question.
What steps have you taken since then to heal from your traumatic events?
What steps have you taken to heal from your traumatic events? You hear that, fellas? And ladies?
That's right. You got to ask these questions. Now, I was on a date with somebody who asked me some great questions. And he said, so are you really always this calm? And I answered yes, because that's the truth. And then I said, but there are moments that I have my moodiness and I might be a bitch. And he said, so can you help me understand how to deal with you in those times? What man has asked me that question? Nobody but him. So you think I went out with him again? Hell yes, I did. That means he's attentive.
Hey, you know what?
And he's trying to understand me and to see if I am worth his time.
Hey, you know what? I could think of one time when I did that. I did. You know what I mean? Like, you know, right hand of God. You know, because, you know, I was really interested in this woman. And I said that to her. But I don't, we weren't talking about, like, her being in, like, an abusive relationship or anything like that.
No, neither were we.
Oh, okay. All right, so I just want to make that clear. You weren't either.
Neither were we.
Yeah, true. I was just making that clear with the listeners.
He was trying to understand what kind of woman my mental is. Yes,
I did that. I did that with a woman, too. Like, all right, so how do you react to certain situations? How would you react to this? Like, you know, are you, you know, what's your mood like? You know what I mean? Like pretty much most of the days, like, what are your, you know, like, what are your mood like? Almost like how he asked you, are you always this calm? And then I said, okay, so when you're not in a good mood, or, you know, you're not, it's just not your day, you're not feeling it, right? What signs should I look for to know, like, yo, don't bother her? You know what I'm saying? Or do you want me to, like, bother you? You know what I mean? Like, What would you like me to, like, do?
How can I handle you?
Yeah, what would you like me to do? Yeah, basically, I definitely done that.
He asked me to give him some, you know, pointers on how to deal with me, how to handle me in different situations. And I thought that was really cool because I've never been asked that question. And I sat there for a second and thought about that, and I had to tell him. That is one of the best questions I've ever been asked in my entire life from a man. I said, I like you already.
And where is this man today?
We talk on the phone.
Okay, so you guys are still dating? You guys still seeing each other?
I haven't seen him in almost 2 months.
Good Lord, what the fuck happened?
Well, he works 2 jobs. I work 3. So it's kind of, how can we match our time?
Hey, man, you know what?
And we were matching our time. That's another podcast. Matching the time.
Nah, yeah, we'll do that for another time.
Yeah, that's another time, because this is what I say. If I want you in my energy, I'm going to make the time for you.
Yeah, there you go. You beat me to it.
And we did. We actually saw each other for a month straight as much as we could. Then certain situations started to take place in his life where it got a little bit chaotic for him. And our schedules didn't match. And that's what's happening now. And I'm also dating someone else because he's not giving me that attention that I'm looking for. So I'm dating someone else and I'm seeing that this person is not like this person. And it's kind of, in a way, good because I'm able to make the right choice on who I really want to date and move forward with.
Me, personally, I can't date multiple women because I have attention deficit disorder.
You might call me Sally.
You know what I mean? I can't. It's like, yo, listen, I can't date multiple women and, like, you know, getting to know them and keep my attention on multiple women. I can only keep attention one at a time. And you know, you know what was one of the like fucking toughest things for me was like when I first got on the dating apps, right? And you know, these women, they smell fresh blood. You know what I mean?
Because they've never seen your picture before.
Yep, they smell. Oh, fresh meat.
And I also think it says new.
Yeah, they definitely do.
They call you out. It sucks.
They let you know new member since. And it shows, oh, you remember an hour ago. Like, so I was getting just flooded. Yeah. And plus, I was on multiple dating apps.
You're right? Muscular.
Yeah, muscular black man.
You're a little handsome.
You see, more than little. Stop playing with me. All right?
Hey, all right. Now. I didn't see your head fit through that door earlier.
But, so, they, you know, and they would give me their phone numbers, right? And, you know, and all of them, they would all say the same thing. They want a man to show them attention and all that.
Yeah.
You know how tough it was to every day wake up, be like, hey, Sally, good morning. Cindy, good morning. Melissa, good morning. Michelle, good morning.
Yes, I do.
Linda, good morning.
Yes,
and I'm
like,
oh, shit. A row of it.
5 days later, I shut my account
Yo.
Off.
It was,
I said,
yo.
All right, I got 10 guys I'm talking to. How can we eliminate them all?
One time, true story, this is facts. It was 16 of them. And I would, every day, 16 good mornings. Then I would get the good mornings back from them. Good morning. How are you? How'd you sleep?
How's your day?
And it's like,
what
I slept well.
Today?
I slept well. I slept well. I slept well.
Copy and paste.
That's what I started doing. And then it was like, You know, how did you sleep? How did you sleep? How did you sleep? How did you sleep? You know what I mean? And then, you know, how's your day going? How's your day going? How's your day going? Oh my God, like 16.
It got too rhetorical.
It got, so then it just got to a point where I was just like, you know what? I was just letting them drop. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, that's the same thing, right? Because now when I was in my 20s, I would date like 3 or 4 different guys at the same time. But now I can't do it. And I'm like, okay. Focus on this one person. I really like this person. But when they stop giving me that full-on attention and now you can't see me and it's been a month and I still can't see you, I'm moving on. I'm not. What am I waiting for?
Yeah.
I have no reason to wait for you. You didn't confess that you love me. You didn't say, hey, I want this to be, you know, monogamous or, hey, like, you know, can we date for real? If those words haven't been said, then I'm still talking to Joe, Harry, and Larry to figure this out.
Yeah, true. And so, letting y'all know, we obviously got off topic.
We were
talking about the trauma thing, you know, and like the abuse, but we pretty much covered that. And it's like you can only beat on that drum for so long. You know what I mean? So. You know, but I probably, like I said, I definitely
we
do
just
wanna,
have a lot of good things to say.
Yeah, I definitely do want to do a part two of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we need a male's perspective.
We need a male's perspective. I would love to get a guy on here who I know was abusive, like, you know, like, oh, and just get inside his head.
All right, if you're a man and you're listening to this podcast and you have a lot of opinions, contact Jeff. Let's do it.
For real.
We want to hear it.
I need you men to stop being fucking bitches. You know what I'm saying? Too many of you men be hitting me up like, yo, Jeff, I'm going to do the park. I want to do that. I want to do that. And then when the time comes.
This is my thing. We know you have some balls, but a pussy, I'm sorry, is stronger than a man's balls.
So, I agree.
So come with your pussy. Come on. Let's talk about it.
I agree because a man gets kicked in the balls. We down for like a good 5 minutes.
We take a good pounding.
A girl gets hit in the pussy. She's going to be like, yo, hit me harder.
Bring your inner pussy and all your opinions to the show.
That's all bone. You know what I mean?
Got that good old soup bone.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, listen. I'll tell you right. Me as a ref. Well, this is NBA. You know, I'm watching an NBA game. I'm watching Golden State Warriors versus Phoenix Suns. All right. But you see me ref.
Yes.
NBA, they get away with a lot. You see how he's barking at the ref?
Yes,
like, come on,
that's
a foul.
You.
That's a foul. Me?
That's you, and you walk away. I don't give a fuck.
I'm like, if I walk away, like, yo, whatever, or I'm like, huh? Yo, technical foul. You're not gonna talk to me like that as a player. You know what I mean? But anyways, getting off that. Last thing, so we can put this.
Yeah, we need we to
could,
end.
We can put this to
this.
Bed. Yeah, we need to end.
20
this.
Minutes almost.
Yeah, we need to end it because at this point, people are like, they're talking about something totally different now, which That's okay. And? You know what I mean? What would give substance to a conversation? Like, have you ever, I know you have, either been, you know, you were either in a relationship or you dated a man for like, you know, a long period, right? But the conversation every day was just, you know, good morning. How are you? How'd you sleep? What are you going to do today? You know, hey, what are you doing? How's, you know, how was your day? How was work? And I never get past that.
I've never been in a relationship where that has happened, but I have dated people over the phone that happens and it gets boring. It's like, how about talk to me about something else? You know,
substance. You want to have substance.
I hope to be in a relationship where I can have conversations like this, the way I do with you, with, you know, the person I want to be with. That's my hope. That's what I look for. And I look for a lot of other qualities as well.
Yeah.
However, this is a big one. You know, I'm pretty smart, at least I like to think, so I can hold a good conversation. I'm a pretty good debater. Not always right. I will admit that. However, there's only so much one could do with a person who goes to work, goes home, watches TV, has no conversation.
Yeah. You see? It, you know, and that makes me one of a kind or a rare breed, because all I do is
I work,
go to the gym, and I come home and watch TV. But guess what?
Yeah, but
I can talk to you about everything and anything. Even if I haven't experienced it, I can still have a conversation about
it. And you're still willing to go out and have a good time.
Oh, yeah. Somebody says, like, you want to go and do, like, yeah, I'm with it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Some people aren't even down for that.
Nah, that's true. Some people are like, no, I'm going to just stay at home. As long as you ain't invite me to a, you know, out to drink to a bar all the damn time. You know what I mean?
Well, it could be a bar sometimes, right?
I like lounges. I like lounges better.
Me too, right? Jazz music.
Jazz music. Yo, give me some jazz.
Live band.
Give me some classical. Well, it could be a live band, but I'm, you know.
You prefer the jazzy.
Because, like, you know, since, like, I live. When I say a hectic life, I mean it more as a ref. So I constantly deal with coaches, yeah, parents, and players with the rah-rah in my ear.
Gotcha.
That I'd rather be at a lounge where I'm just like, ah. Oh.
Relax and
focus. Play some classic. You know what I mean? Yeah. Play some jazz. Play some oldies. You know what I mean? Some back in the days. Like, I don't want to hear the rock, hardcore, music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I gotcha.
I'm trying to chill. You know what I mean? So
I gotcha.
Yeah.
On that note, I think let's end it.
Yeah, let's definitely end it. Oh, man. I love these conversations.
Bring your questions.
Yeah, for everybody, yeah. Bring your opinion, bring your questions. If y'all have a topic that y'all want to, you know, y'all want to talk about, yo, we can do it. You know what I mean? A friend of mine's Jasmine, call her Jazzy. You know what I mean? She hit me up and she's like, yo, Jeff, I want to get on your podcast and I want to talk about, like, mental health in the Black community.
That's a big
one. And I was like, yo, that's huge right there. Hell yeah, we can do that.
Brushed under the rug too much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what I mean? And she's starting like her own business where she's doing like these vacations for people to help them like unwind. Like, I'm gonna let her tell it.
That would be dope. Let's get her on the show.
We need, yeah.
How can we get on this? I think I need a vacation like that.
I'll bring you on the show too.
I've always wanted to take a retreat.
So now that tomorrow's gonna be December, she was like, yeah, let's do it in December. So I'm gonna hit her up and be like, and ask her when she wants to do this, because that's definitely
all right, Jazzy,
a big one.
You're up next.
Yes, Jazzy. You know what I mean? So let me know when you want to do this. That's something that everybody definitely wants to hear. But until then, man.
Happy holidays, y'all.
Happy holidays. We just had Thanksgiving. It's gonna be Christmas. Happy holidays.
Oh, and happy Hanukkah if you're Jewish.
Happy all that other
happy
shit.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Yep. Happy all that other shit. Yep. All right. Yo, Jeff and Nikki, we are signing off the Good and Bad Podcast Show.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, why?
Here we go.
Here we go. What? First of all, when was the last time we've ever done this?
When I was sick with COVID. stuck in my house, we had a podcast.
Okay, hold on. When were you sick?
Last year.
No, around what time?
This time, November.
No, because I remember.
October, we did it. November.
Okay, and you got over it because I remember.
I was still locked up.
In December, you were here. Remember, we did one.
Oh, we did one here too. That's yeah, right. I forgot in December. About that one.
So was that? That was after that was your COVID.
That was my after my COVID. But the first one we did was the BBW, and it was over the phone. That was over the phone.
You're right. All right. Yep. Good. And go. Welcome. Good and Bad Podcast Show. I'm here with the infamous Nikki.
Hey, hey, hey.
Nikki, this is the third time being on it. Right now, listen, yo. When I do, you know what's crazy is when I do these podcasts with Nikki, it's spur of the moment. It's never like, yo, Nikki, yo, what are you doing today? Yo, you want to come do the podcast? It's never that. It's usually, yo, me and Nikki are chilling, then we're having a conversation, then the conversation gets good, and we're like, yo, hold up, that's a podcast topic. Let's do that. You know what I mean? Because you know, people are always asking me like, yo, do a podcast,
we have
do
good
a podcast.
We do. I can't deny that.
So the conversation that started, okay. And I brought it up to Nikki, which made her eyes almost bug out of her head.
Absolutely.
Was I said to her, now hold on, let me put a disclaimer, all right, before I say
Please
this.
Please put your disclaimer.
My disclaimer is, in no way am I advocating or saying that it's okay or telling men to do any of this. I'm not okay with it. I'm totally against it. And I don't even respect men who do this, that puts their hands on women. I don't. You know what I mean? I'm not with it. I've never in my life have ever put my hands on a woman. Nor will I ever, unless it's like true self-defense. Like, yo, she had a knife. She had a gun. She had anything that can cause me like bodily harm as far as killing me. You know what I mean? Like, I could take a punch. You know what I'm saying? Or she got a stick. All right. You know what I mean?
Hope I get you can those, take a punch. Look at those damn saying? Muscles you got.
So, but what I was saying to her is, I truly believe that men who hit women, those relationships last longer than men who don't. Now, I know right now, whoever heard this is like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that.
Isn't there a syndrome? There's like a syndrome for it, and I can't think of the name.
The syndrome for
is it like
men who beat women?
Yeah. Well, what happens to the individual? Because
about women who are being abused?
Yes. And
I know there's
psychologically
there's Stockholm. I know there's Stockholm syndrome. But Stockholm syndrome is more of a, like, I kidnap you, right? And I hold you hostage in my home, okay? And I got you locked in a room, chained up.
You have to think.
After a while, but hold on, but I'm not abusing you. But
you're still abusing me.
Well, it's still, it's still a form of abuse because you're right. It's mental because I have you locked up. You're right.
But even though you're putting your hands on someone doesn't leave it as just physical. It's emotional and mental abuse as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because it's sort of like a domino effect. I hit you, you know what I mean? So that's physical, which mentally, like, messes with you because now you're scared of me or what. And then emotional because you're crying, your trauma. Yeah.
And then you apologize and you start to make me feel safe. Safe enough to believe that you're not going to hurt me again for you to hurt me 10 times more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's true. You know what I mean? And you know, the Stockholm syndrome that she's talking about is a lot of times when a man, I say men, you know, there's obviously very few women who kidnap men, but men, when they would kidnap these little girls, these girls, all these women, and they keep them like locked up or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're feeding them and doing what they're, you know, taking care of them, but that, you know, against their will. Mm-hmm. After a while, those women get accustomed, they get acclimated, or they become like okay with it, to where the man no longer has to lock her up. He don't got to put a chain, don't got to lock the door, because you know why? That woman will not leave. She has now fallen in love with that man, and she's like,
this is what humans do to animals.
True. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
But now we're off topic. So let's get back on topic.
We get back on topic. So
why do you believe putting your hands on a woman is going to keep her longer, even though you don't condone it? Let's hear this.
Once again, I'm not telling no man, go and do that. And that's what you need to do. What I'm saying is, all right, so when I had been, you know, when I, so the last relationship that I was in, you know, the last long-term relationship that I was in, you know, and it ended back in like 2016 or whatever, right? Before me, she was married and she was, she had been abused for however many years, mm-hmm. okay? So obviously being with her, talking with her countless times and her telling me her stories of being abused, you know, I would say like, damn, like, you know, you lasted that long, like you stayed and all that stuff. And then telling me, you know, like how she acted with him, you know, still being a good girlfriend and all that stuff. And all that. So then you're just like, damn, for real? Okay, well then you know what? Now she has me. I'm not going to abuse her in any way. You know what I mean? I'm going to treat her the way she needs to be treated, the way she should be treated. So, you know what? I'll get better treatment than the last dude that she was with that was abusing her.
Did you?
Sort of. You know what I mean? Sort of. Because the fact that she realized, like, Jeff is not going to touch me. He's not going to put his hands on me. I felt like she kind of took advantage of that. So, she would act, I think once she got like real comfortable in the relationship, I want to say maybe like 2 years into it, that's when she started, you know, she would get like slick with the mouth. And I'd be like, yo, who you, word? That's how you're going to talk to me? You know what I mean? Or she would like, all right, I remember one time we got into a big ass fight, right? Now it was just an argument. There was no yelling, you know what I'm saying? And I made a comment. And the comment was something like, what did I say? The comment was, so we had gone into an argument, like 2 or 3 days went by where we didn't talk. And then I ended up going to her apartment to go get like my sneakers or something. Cause I had to go to work. And then she was like, oh, you want to talk? I go, yeah, let's talk. And then we talked. Then we kind of like kissed and made up right before I left. Right. So then I couldn't find my wallet. So then I said to her, yo, is my wallet there? Did you find my, you know, can you look around? And she was like, no, I look for your wallet. Your wallet's not there. And I said, oh, okay. You know, I don't want you to think that, you know, I forget the exact comment I made, but it was a comment that I was like kind of throwing back at her that she used in our conversation. You know what I mean? About me. So I was like, yo, I wouldn't want you to think that I'm, you know, like, you know, blaming you for stealing my wallet or anything. God forbid. You know what I mean? Something like that. Later on that night, I go to her apartment and I realize, I'm like, what's all this? Now, the living room is dark, but I'm seeing like there's like mad stuff in the living room. I'm like, what the fuck is all this shit in the living room? I didn't say nothing. So I go into her room and she's like sitting on her bed. And I was like, what's up? And she was like, I want you to leave. And I was like, huh? You know what I mean? She was like, I want you to leave. I want you to leave the apartment. Like, I don't want to be with you anymore. And I was like, what the fuck is this coming from? Like, we kissed and made up, like, 4 hours before I left. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she was like, you know what? It just made me, after you made that comment kind of woke me up and just made me think. And you know what? And I just don't want to be with you anymore or whatever. So then that's when I had said to her, I go, oh, no. So I leave, you know what I mean? And that's when she was like, so she drives me home and she's like, I need to think about, you know, like what I want. If I want to be with you still, whatever, I just need time. And I was like, all right, good. You know, take all the time, you know, take all the time you want. So then, we ended up like a week later, we ended up getting back together. So I remember I go to her apartment and I had a key to her apartment and I tried putting the key in and I'm like, yo, my key's not working. So whatever, she ends up like, I guess like picking me up or something. And we were going somewhere and I said to her like, yo, my key would not work. And she was like, that's because I changed the locks. you changed the locks. Why'd you change the locks? She goes, because I was afraid that you would just pop up. You would just, you know, come over. Why would you think that? When, you know, when have I ever put that into your head that I'm that type of guy? Like, when you told me stay away, I stayed away. Did I call you? Did I text you? Did I bother you in any way? I didn't stalk you. None of that. So why would you think that? You know what I'm saying? And then I said to her, it's funny that you do that, but when such and such, I ain't going to say his name, you know what I mean, was all the years that he was putting his hands on you, I asked you, did you, you know, because you said he would just keep coming over. And I asked you, did you change the locks? And you said, no, you never changed the locks on him. But you go and change the locks on me, and that dude was beating your ass. He put a knife to your throat in front of your daughter. You know what I mean? He destroyed the room, but I calmly leave and don't bother you, and you change the locks? How the fuck does that work?
You helped her see her worth.
I most certainly did. I'm glad you said that shit. Because when we finally kaput, I said that those are the words I said to her. I was like, yo, just remember something. I was like, I made you. And I did. And I'm going to keep it 100. I did. I was like, I made you the woman you are today. I was like, because before me, I was like, you had no balls. You were letting people walk all over you. You had no voice. It was me that was always saying, yo, stick up for yourself. Nah, don't allow that. Don't do this. Don't do that. I was like, you were a half-assed mom. You know what I mean? Because everybody else around you was saying, oh, you're such a good mother, you're such a good mother. And you fucking soaked that up, sponge. And I remember you telling me, Jeff, thank you for, you know, not being, you know, that type of person. Because you've helped me become a better mother. And I go, I helped you see your worth. I go, I helped you see your worth. And I made you the person you are today. That's why you were very ballsy to talk the way you talk to me and act the way you would act with me, but you didn't do none of that shit with you know, your ex. All right?
So, I can't even be mad at her. Now, how the situation ended, you know, it was very unfortunate for you if you really was in love with her or anything. Probably should have had a better outcome with communication. However, I think you were put in her path to help her be a better person and help her see her worth.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, where in this conversation do I feel you needed to smack her around to keep her? Then I would say all you were doing was just more damage.
True. I definitely would be doing more damage. But I think she would still, like...
But would you want her to stay after a while? She has no backbone, no respect for self.
Would I want her to stay?
The type of person I see probably, you as, I don't think you would have.
No, I probably wouldn't want her to stay. You know what? To be honest with you, if I was that type of guy, smacking around like that, because most men who sit there and beat their women, they're cheating on them. Because they end up seeing, like, this is the kind of woman she is. You know what I mean? And that's probably what I would have ended up doing. I would have just ended up... You know what I mean? Like, I'm cheating on her to where it was eventually I would get locked up or somehow, you know, we'd be broken up.
So it was a blessing in disguise.
No, it definitely was. So now that's just the first instance. Mm-hmm. All right. So ever since then, after her and I, you know, had broken up, you know, like I told you, I had jumped on like mm-hmm. the dating apps. I was on those dating apps for like 2 years. You know what I mean? And I was on all of them. POF, Bumble, Tinder, you know what I mean? OkCupid, all that shit. And I was just meeting countless numbers of women.
And he's still single, guys. He's still single and looking.
Why would you tell them that I'm still single and looking?
Why not?
I ain't looking, all right?
He wants it organically. Tell him where you shop for your groceries.
Market Basket. I ain't that Trader Joe's. You know what I'm saying?
Meet him by the broccoli.
Yo, so I was meeting this countless numbers of women. I would talk to them, right? And even the women who I meet now who I'm not even trying to, like, I'm not even trying to holler at them. You know what I mean? I would just, because, you know, I love to have conversation. So I would just have conversation. You know what I mean? And then, you know, all these women who have all these, you know, they've been in, you know, abusive relationships.
Are they attracted to you? Do you find that most of the women that you've been attracted to yourself are victims of trauma?
Yep. Fucking all of them. You know what I mean? And it started to make me think, like, yo, all women have trauma. Whether it's...
And it's men, too. Men have lots of trauma, but trauma looks different for everyone.
Yeah, true. Men deal with it differently. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, meeting them and talking with them. And then having dated, you know, a lot of them. And I was just seeing how, like, I would remember all the shit that they would tell me that they went through in their past relationship with those men. And then I see how they're acting with me. And I'm just like, yo, hold up. How is it that these men who are beating these women, and they're talking, and then these women are like, I was with them for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. One woman was like, she was with them for 15 years. Another one, 21 years.
Wow.
Right? You're with them all that time? And we lasted 2 months. You know what I'm saying? Or we lasted a month. I would always have these, like, short-term, like, dating, you know, like, mm-hmm. dating. And I'm just like, hold up. I need to see, like, what's the variable here? What's the, you know what I mean? All those men beat them. I don't disrespect them. And yet, this is how you want to act with me. And it doesn't even last. So then, it started to make me think, like, yo, is that what men got to do?
It's a lifelong theory that I've heard and had many conversations with many men and women that it is unfortunate. A lot of women like to be disrespected. A lot of women need to be disrespected because they try to play the role of both men and women as one person. And it could be the fact that maybe they're single parents. Could be the fact that they're strong-willed. Or they have a lot of fear. And you have to break through those barriers. And I see that in friendships that I have with women. And people that I've... acquaintances... So I get what you're saying. However, I can only speak for myself. I was in 2 abusive relationships in my life. I've watched my mother be a victim of abuse. But I guess I've been smart enough to learn in different ways to heal in certain areas where I've been the wise ass. And you know me, Jeff. I'm a wise ass. I'll give it right back to you.
Yeah.
But I know the limit that I have to respect a man. And at the end of the day, you know, sometimes even for myself, I feel like I need you to just... In my mind, I'm thinking a lion... snatching up the lioness and be like, bitch, sit the fuck down. And sometimes that is what a woman needs.
I'm glad you said it, not me. You know what I mean? If I say that, and they don't look at it like, yo, fucking Jeff is crazy. He be hitting women? Like, no, I don't.
Never hit women. You don't have to hit a woman to take control.
Nor have I ever been told, you know, like, grabbed a woman. Mm-hmm. Or been like, yo, sit the fuck down. Like,
no, but sometimes we need to be put in our place.
I agree with that. My issue is, I feel like if I do that, I'll get in trouble. You know what I mean? They're like, oh my God, he yelled at me. Big, you know, 6'1", 245-pound black man yelled at me. Restraining order.
It's unfortunate because it's just the groups of women that you are attracting.
Yo, that's a... Yeah, after a while, you say to yourself, like, hold up. It can't just be, I'm just attracting these groups of women. And you just start thinking that all these women are like that.
It's called trauma bonding. And it does happen. It's real.
Break that down.
Trauma bonding.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, you can.
It makes sense. When we're done. It makes sense. You know what I mean? Trauma bonding, but break that down, like, to our listeners. What?
Basically, there's something in yourself that relates to something in them. That it doesn't have to be the same traumatic events, but how they feel, you might want to fix it because you felt a certain way before. And you're trying to be Mr. Fix-It.
I agree with that.
And I know that I've attracted myself, my last relationship, 10 years wasted, trauma bonding. And I figured that out 10 years later in therapy. Healing from why am I this way? Why am I accepting this? Why do I do this to this person? Why do I allow this person to do this to me? How do I heal from it? Not everybody has that mentality where they can get to that epiphany moment. But it's one of those things that it is real and it can create toxicity in a relationship and it can also drag you down and you're not allowing yourself to grow because you're stifling your greatness to try and fix someone else's weaknesses.
Yeah, I do agree with you with the trauma bonding because then, you know, like when I, you know, when I would talk to these, you know, women and they would tell me like, oh, he did this, he did that to me. I would immediately want to
hug them and be like, you know what, I'm not going to do that to protect you.
Yeah. And then I would say to myself like, yo, you know what? She doesn't know what it's like for a man to like care about her and like treat her like a queen. Yo. Let me do that.
Some women don't deserve to be treated like queens right away.
No, they don't. You're right. You know what I mean? Because all the ones that I've tried to, it ends up like backfiring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm just like, hold up. How are you acting like that with me when I'm just doing what most women in the world would want from a man? But the last guy, he was beating the shit out of you. And you lasted 5 years, 10 years with him. And we're ending after 2 months. Like, okay, so I guess to keep you around, do I got to start choking you?
But do you
know what I'm saying?
If you really look at it with a microscope, would you really have wanted to keep that woman around? All she would have done was bring you down and cause you drama.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't have. I definitely wouldn't have.
So because knowing that it only lasted 2 months because within those 2 months, you're figuring out this isn't for me. Or they're figuring out, I can't do this. He's such a good guy. I need to move on. Women do understand that too. They're never going to be able to communicate that because sometimes they don't really understand that that's what it is. They are so used to somebody treating them wrong, somebody treating them right. Something's wrong. And it doesn't feel normal to me because their normal is being disrespected. Their normal is feeling down and low and not up high, and not everyone can handle that right away.
So if that's their normal, right?
It's not up to us to fix that for them, though.
No, you're right. It's not. I've learned that the hard way. But if that's their normal, then isn't that when I should say like, okay, that's what you're used to? Cool. That's how I'm going to treat you.
I guess that's not really fair to say, but at that moment, that's when you decide I'm not the right person for you. You shouldn't want to stay in the relationship and treat them that way because you want longevity. You should know enough to say this woman isn't right for me. Too much baggage, too much this, too much that, too much this. And that's when you have to walk away.
True. And even if I, you know, and the other thing I learned about myself is even if I wanted to treat them, like, let's say I did meet a woman like that. And I said, okay, you know what? That's what you're used to. That's how I'm going to treat you. I don't have it in me to do it.
Because you know, deep down inside, you're such a good person. that person isn't deserving of being treated unfairly or poorly because of her last relationship and her choices and things that she's used to, you have to find that other energy, which is not within that person.
Yep. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, like I remember one time I told, like, I got into, like, an argument, you know what I mean, with a woman I was dating, and I said, yo, come, I was like, yo, whatever, yo, shut the fuck up. I was like, yo, why, you're acting like such a bitch right now. You know what I mean? And that, like, upset her. And then I ended up going home, and I felt like shit. You know what I'm saying? I felt like total shit. Mm-hmm. It was like I was, it kept me up. You know what I mean? That night. Yeah. And the next day, I just had to, like, yo, I'm so sorry. Like, I shouldn't have, you know, talked to you. Like, I don't have it in me to, like, talk to women, you know, to down talk them, you know. But I also feel like they, you know, women take advantage of that.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? They don't take advantage of
it. But they also, the ones that take the most advantage of it is because they truly don't know their worth. Or they're so used to being manipulated, now they're doing the manipulation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sort it's of, like the like bully the, being bullied, and now they're not being bullied, and they go they and bully the, back.
The
bully.
The hunted, now is the hunter. The hunter. Exactly. Yeah. The prey has now become the person who does the praying.
Yep.
You know what I mean? No, yeah, you're definitely right about that. You know what I mean? I never thought of it that way with the, you know, like she's so used to being manipulated that now she's doing the manipulation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the other thing that, you know, I've noticed is, with all these women is all these women who've been abused, right? And who still keep these dudes hanging around. They're not with them anymore, quote unquote. You know what I mean? But they still hanging around. It's like, while they're with you, you know, it's that's toxic too. Because I remember.
I agree. Because I've actually given up. It's been about a whole year for me. No toxicity, although it still creeps up into my life because you know I have no choice. It's the father of my child, but yeah. You know, can only do so much with that.
Yeah, true. You know, as long as he doesn't become one of those guys who was like, you know what, he's making it difficult for you to be in a meaningful relationship or healthy relationship. You know what I'm saying?
All I can say is at this very moment today, this day, I still am worried to tell him if I'm dating someone. But then again, I shouldn't have to tell him I'm dating someone. Because it's none of his business. And because that person feels low about himself. And that person is not happy. And that person may still have feelings for me. It's very unfair to put that on that person also. So until I'm in a fully committed relationship where I know it's very secure and nothing can break it, that's when I may share it. But I shouldn't have to share it. And I still obviously have some trauma with the fact that I'm paranoid on certain things of allowing this person to know about me because I don't want the fighting and I don't want the arguing and I don't want the harassing.
I mean, I hear that, but speaking from experience, you know, two relationships that I was in, one relationship, right, she had been abused by her father. You know, father used to like sexually abused her or whatever. Okay. Mom treated her like shit. Mm-hmm. All right. And the mother and the grandmother were racist. She had ended up being with this guy who she ended up having a daughter with. And that guy, abused her to like, you know, I don't know if, I don't, I think he physically abused her maybe a handful of time, but it's more like abuse, more like, you know, grabbing her. I don't think he ever actually, like, slapped her or anything, but he was very emotionally and verbally abusive. You know what I'm saying?
Emotionally, like, she would. Emotionally
is worse than. Is worse than physical.
One of the worst things, and it's really hard. I had to learn that I mattered more than his feelings before I was able to really be strong enough to not allow him to try and come back. Because I knew every time I didn't want to be with this person, why else am I breaking up with this person all the time?
And not...
And I'm thinking of my child, but at the end of the day, the child is just seeing more of the toxicity and the arguments, so it doesn't help. But I had to learn to become strong within myself and realize certain things about myself before I was able to say, you know what? No. Say what you want to say. I don't care what you have to say about me. Those are your feelings for me, and I didn't ask for your feelings for me. I don't want to know them. Keep it to yourself. And if you can't keep it to yourself, I'm going to not answer the phone. I'm going to hang up on you because I don't have to give you an answer as to why I don't want to be with you anymore. I don't have to give you an answer as to why I don't want to be around you anymore because I have my right to be happy just as much as you have your right to be happy. But I feel as though you keep pushing and pushing and pushing, it does break somebody. And how you break, it depends on that person, that person's state of mind, you know? And I very much, 100% feel like he would be the type to kill me in an instant and not even know it and wake up and feel bad that he, oh shit, I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah, yep.
Because his mental health state is just not stable.
I told a woman that before. That motherfucker's gonna end up killing you and not realizing it. And
this is why I stay away and I hang up phones and don't come to my house.
So how did you... Because that right there is very important because I've dealt with that. Mm-hmm. I've dealt with the whole... basically, being in a relationship with a woman, right? Who still was having her ex around who she was with for so many odd years, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'll keep the number out because, you know...
It doesn't matter.
There are, yeah, there are certain... Like, you know what? Like, another disclaimer. There are certain people that I, you know, I'm like, all right, you know, I have respect for that person, or, you know, so I'm not going to blow up their spot and put their names out there. So I won't say certain numbers because then they'll be like, oh, he's talking about me. Well, I don't want other people to be like, oh, I know who he's talking about. So I keep their names and shit out. So... She was with him for so many odd years, and she was still leaving. Like, this dude, he was still coming around. And this is a guy who, like, you know, like, she would have fist fights with. This ain't no regular, he slapped me. This is, yo, he punched me in my face. He broke my jaw. He pulled me by my hair out of my car, threw me out on the side of the road. He would fuck me up, all this. Right now, me and her are together, and this dude is still coming around. She still have communication with him.
Because she's still, you know what I mean? She still owned and manipulated. And the reason I say owned is because it doesn't matter if she thinks that she's going to date someone else. In his mind, she is his.
I said that to her.
And he is going to continue to come back, and she is so... afraid of this person that she's going to do whatever he wants her to do to survive.
Yep. And I would say to her, like...
So until she's, you know, ready to really leave, and that may never happen, sometimes women don't ever leave.
Yeah, I would say...
Until they're dead, or until he's dead, or...
Yep. And I would always say to her, I'd be like, yo, you're always opening the door and letting this nigga in. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck do you always open the door?
Because she doesn't feel bad for herself. She feels bad for him.
And she said that. She said that. She's like, oh, well, I don't know. That's because, you know, I feel bad for him because he does not, you know, I believe one of the things that she said was that, you know, because of the fact that he doesn't really, like, never really has anywhere to go. You know what I mean? And my thing
I
is...
I had to learn not to feel bad for my ex anymore because his choices are his choices are his choices, not mine. And I am an amazing woman, and I had to see that. I had to learn to see that again because I didn't believe it. I felt as though this is probably all I deserve in life. I must have done something fucked up.
Yeah, that's crazy that, you know, that it brought you to that mental state, thinking mm-hmm. that's something you deserve. Like, no woman, you know, Well, I won't say no woman deserves that. The only women who do deserve that are
The people who give it.
Or like, yeah, who either give it or they're terrible. There are
evil-ass women out there.
Yeah, exactly. If you're one of those, if you like abused your child, then you deserve to be in a relationship where that man is beating the fuck out of you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, so, you know, and I would say to her, like, yo, stop opening the fucking door for him. You know what I'm saying? And then her other excuse was, oh, well, I open it because, you know, he'll start banging. And I just don't want to deal with the drama. Like, yo, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, you're making up excuses. There's only
so much banging they're going to do. Once they realize you're not opening that door, they're walking away.
And I was telling her, like, yo, this is the reason why he hangs around. He knows you're with me. You know what I'm saying? Him and I actually had a conversation one time. You know what I mean? He knows we're together, but he keeps coming around because, yo.
She allows it.
You allow it, and he's thinking to himself, like, she's still mine. Yeah, she's still mine. She could be with this nigga, but she's still mine. Yep. You know what I mean? And then she eventually ended up cheating on me with him. And you know what I'm saying?
And they verbally say that. My daughter's father, for instance. I don't care. You could be married one day. You're still mine. No, honey, I was never yours. I'm God's child.
And you know what? And she was one of those God-fearing women, too. And it's like, how are you God-fearing, but yet you're so, like, dumb when it comes
to... God-fearing has absolutely nothing to do with anything. Has nothing to do with anything. It's all about being one with yourself. If you're not one with yourself, you're for anybody. You're the sheet in the wind. And if someone's catching that sheet, they're going to do what the hell they want with that sheet. And I was that sheet many times in my life. I'm not a sheet anymore. So I'm the rope that holds the fucking sheet, okay?
Amen. That's what's up right there. So what helped you? Like, what? How were you able to say, you know what? I'm no longer allowing this guy to come around. I'm no longer going to answer his calls, open the door for him. Because with her, right? You know, we were together.
I had to accept the ugly ash truth. I had to hear it. I had to hear all the fucked up things, and I had to play it back to myself, and I had to accept it, and I had to own it. And if I couldn't do that, how was I able to move forward? You know, great thing. I've been in therapy over 5 years. So that's something I've always had helping me. And DBT does work.
What's DBT?
Oh, it's a therapy program. It's a therapy thing. Therapy thing where you can turn the negative things into your head because you create your own prison in your mind.
Yep, that's true.
And it teaches you how to say all the negative things that you say to yourself and turn them into a positive. And once you practice that daily and you practice and practice and practice, you believe it. And what you believe is the reality, right? So that was my way out.
Shit, you need to get a class together because I think, you know, like there are a lot of women out there who need to, you know,
they need to hear it, but they're not ready to receive it.
No, they're definitely not.
You know what I mean? It's like bringing the horse to the water, like they have always said.
You can't make them drink. That's right.
Can't make them drink.
Yeah, because with that woman, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was like, yo, you keep leaving. This guy put you through all this, but yet, why am I being punished for the shit that he did to you?
It's unfortunate, but God is using you as a tool to provide knowledge to yourself and to her.
Yo, I'm tired of providing knowledge to these fucking women. Yo, it's a... at this point, it's just like, you know what? I'm just going to offer a class. You know what I mean? Y'all pay, y'all come to my class, but I'm not dating y'all anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Let's do a class together.
Let's do a class together. I'm not, yo, y'all ain't, you know what? Y'all ain't going to learn off of me for fucking free. Fuck that. If you're good at something, never do it for free. I've learned that that's what I'm good at.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they're learning it through me because, you know, they date me and then now they learn their worth. And that's when they start saying, oh, you know, I'm just not right in the head. I need to just be away.
You have to allow that.
I do. I allow it. Okay, cool.
Because that is in your favor.
Oh, I allow
it. That is so in your favor.
Because that was another thing. That was another thing with these women. Is, you know what I mean? If it was always, you know, they would, if they didn't, you know.
Now I know why the guys on the dating site. Oh, you crazy? Are you fucking crazy?
What? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I am not crazy. Are you sure? I don't know.
You know what
I mean? Sure. I mean, what does that mean?
You see, with me, you know, I have like a whole different, you know what I mean? Like, perspective on things. Like, you know, my mentality is different. So, like, you know, like I was saying, these women would, a lot of them would be like, "Hey, Jeff, you know, can we talk?" Whenever a woman says, can we talk? You know what that means. And I'd be like,
ah. It's always a bad thing.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Never anything good.
Never anything good. And it's always, I need to be by myself because I need to get right with my mind, this and that. And it's like, well, bitch, why the fuck did you wait till you got with me to do that shit? You should have been done that when you were with
see the signs. You ignored the red flags. This comes down to you. You ignored the red flags. You were trying to fix her.
Subconsciously.
Yes.
Subconsciously. You know what I mean? And
you should know. You said, were you bullied as a kid?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
But I didn't become a... Yes, I did. I did. There was a point in time where I was bullying other kids. But until this day, I...
But this isn't a bully situation. No, it's not. It's still you... Because met with them on a traumatic level somewhere connecting to your inner child, and you were able to say, this feels comfortable. This, I know this, without saying something's up. You didn't think that. You thought, this feels comfortable because I'm familiar with this feeling.
You know what? No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, because I did ignore the red flags, because, you know, mm-hmm. I'm thinking back.
We all do,
because I'm thinking back to that relationship, and I'm just like, hold up, Jeff, when you found out that her ex was, like, still around, that's when you should have been like, yo,
I'm out.
But let me nip this shit in the bud.
She's gonna figure out I'm better than him, and she's gonna leave him alone, but
you... But 6 months went by, and it was...
Right.
It was still, you know what it was? It was like watching the same movie. Over and over, you know what I mean? And she would, you know what I mean? Like, he would call harassing her, blowing her up, right? Eventually, I'd be like, yo, block this nigga. She would block him. Then her and I would, like, not talk for, like, a week or two or something like that. We would start talking again. This dude's back in the picture, blowing up her phone. You know what I mean? So that happened, like in the six, seven months that we were together. That happened, like, five times. So then I finally said to myself, wait a minute. It's not him. It's her. It's you. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's fucking crazy and all that shit. It's fucking you. Mm-hmm. You're toxic. You know what I mean? You keep opening the door for this dude. Why do you keep unblocking his number? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Every time he blocks you, like, hold up. This whole time I'm looking at him, it's you. That's the reason why he's all fucked up and crazy, because... Yo, you keep dangling the raw meat in front of the lion.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So he keeps thinking, yo, I have a chance. You know what I mean? You know why I have a chance? Because she keeps coming back. You know what I mean? She keeps opening the door for me.
Yep.
She unblocks my number. You know what?
That's why I cannot
stand
Bruno Mars' song.
Which one?
Leave the Door Open. I cannot stand that song.
I don't think I've heard it.
Yes, you have.
I have.
Yes, you have.
So what lyrics in it that you're like, nah, I can't stand that? Like, I don't know the...
It's literally, he's saying, leave the door open. For me to come to you, leave the door open.
But in the song, is he saying the relationship was toxic?
No, but I personally cannot stand the song because I just, it's the leave the door open part. Like... Yeah. No, it needs to get shut.
Yeah, it's true.
It's either it's wide open for you to walk through, or why am I going to fucking leave the door open a little bit?
Yeah, see, like with me, I'm a man, so I know it's different with women. But the moment I know a woman is, like, not good for me, is toxic, I cut her off completely.
Good. Good.
You're so blocked. You're blocked. You're blocked on everything. You're gone.
You don't even know it.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You're gone. Like, I don't even look twice. I can see you in the street. Listen, my walk past you game is on point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm real good at. You and I could be the only ones in the room, and I look right through you. I look right past you. I don't even know you're in the room. You know what I mean? So, but that's, and I'm just like, yo, that's how these women need to be with these dudes. You know what I mean? If this dude was so bad, these dudes are so bad, like, beating on you and shit like that, you need to just get rid of them.
It's not as easy as you think, because it's whoever that woman is whoever her mother is, whoever her father is, whoever her grandparents are, whoever her aunts and uncles are, that's who she is.
Yeah. And you know what? And it becomes...
It's a cycle.
It becomes a cycle and a generation thing because...
It's a generational cycle. Because she has kids. Cycle.
These kids are seeing it.
And they...
You know what I mean? And then these kids get into relationships that they're being abused.
I learned that I created certain things in my child where they might snap back. And that's because I have a problem with, I don't like you asking me a lot of questions about my life. And instead of me saying, you know, I really don't feel like I should have to answer that, I just snap. You don't need to know that. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And so I've created some anxiety in my kids because my mother did a lot of that and created anxiety in me. And I knew no better. And I emulated those things without knowing I was emulating those things until someone on the outside said, yo, this is what you're doing. And I had to take a step back and accept it. And only when you accept it is when you know that you can change that behavior. You know, and thank God, like with Aurora, things are a little different. You know, I do things a little different. Yeah, you know, I snap because I'm a fucking mom and I work too many jam jobs. But it's knowing that I now have the ability to break that cycle. But I didn't know that before because I didn't know that's the product I was in. And I didn't know until a few years ago, that my mother is who she is because of the mother that raised her and the mother that raised my grandmother. And my grandmother's mother died when she was 16 and she had to raise her younger siblings and she had a militant father. So there was no, I love you. There was no, give me a hug. There was none of that. My mother was all my aunts and uncles, and they're all very cold people. Like, they show their love in the toxic ways. I'm gonna down talk you. Like, you know, I would do that thinking tough love to my daughter who has mental health issues about weight, because I hated the fact that I was bullied as a kid for being overweight, and I did those things to my own child, not realizing that this is what I'm doing to her. And I'm thinking I'm giving you tough love, but that's not the truth. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Why are you...
Nikki! Stop it, I'm getting emotional.
Nikki's getting emotional. She's all teary-eyed. But you know what, though? That's real right there. That's real. That's real emotion. Like, yo, I care. That was something that bothered you. And all that. But, you know, I also say, you know, you shouldn't, well, you know, crying is good, but you should cry tears of joy, because the woman that I know of you, you're such a good woman. Like, I've seen the way I see how you are with Aurora. I've been around you with her and how you raise her. You know what I'm saying? And, I don't give much parents props. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, you, as a, I mean, I say single mother, but I know he's in the picture. But I guess nowadays they use the word single as you're not in a relationship with your child's father. You know what I mean? You do a great job. You know what I mean? And you broke the cycle. You broke the cycle. Like you said, that last relationship that you were in, you finally Lock them out. Nope, you can't come back in. I'm not answering your calls. Yo, there's a lot of women out there who... Yo, I know of one right off my head right now that I could... I'm like, yo, she needs to learn from you. You know what I mean? She needs to learn from you. Like, until she does that, yo, she's gonna be... Yo, she's forever gonna be owned by him.
Yep.
And she's gonna create that her own prison, like you said, in her head. You know what I mean? So, cry tears of joy, Nicole. You know what I mean? So... But one of the things that I did want to say to you is I definitely do think, like, you if you get into a relationship with somebody, yo, you definitely got to tell him, like, your child's father.
Because that would happen only if it was serious?
Only if it was serious, absolutely. You don't need to tell him, like, I'm dating this guy, I'm dating, because it's just dating. It's
yeah,
not, it's, dating is never, it's never, it, you're just it, getting you to know somebody. Ain't
exactly.
Serious. You know what I mean? Because I remember, you know, I was seeing this one woman, and she would not, you know, she didn't really tell, she kept me a secret away from her abusive daughter's father, who she was still living with. It was because she was a fucking bum, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I gotta keep it real, she was a bum. Like, she never had any money, I mean, because she was always asking me for it.
And this was all, you know, your fault though.
Absolutely she was always asking me for it, right? It was always like, whenever she would, you know, like come see me, it was always like, oh, I'm going to have to go the back roads because I don't want to go through the tolls because it's under his name, and he'll know and he'll wonder, like, what the hell were you doing on, like, the toll bin? You know what I mean? You're going to go see another guy? Like, you guys aren't together, right? No, oh, no, we haven't been together and whatever. So you should be free to do whatever the fuck you want. What do you mean?
A lot of lies.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I mean? And I mean, I can go on and on and on and on about her. You know what I mean? It's whatever. But. Because of that, yeah. You know, it was always, everything was always, like, kept a secret.
Yep, yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't want any secrets. Obviously, if I'm with somebody and I want to be with that person, like, I'm in the market for a husband. I don't want to be a 50-year-old woman still dating and going home alone. I don't want that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel you on that. Trust me.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
That's in nine more years for me.
That's so in 10 more years for me.
Well, 9 more years for me, okay?
Yeah, you're one. I got one on
one,
you.
One, I got one
here. No, but listen. I definitely know what you mean.
So, cause... I'm not going to allow this person to even meet my children until I know for sure this is the right one. And we're going to be serious and we're going to move forward. I don't even want that person to meet my children. Like, I'll talk to you about them if you're asking questions and you want to know. Or you might hear them in the background and you know I have children. I'm not going to hide that from that person. Obviously, I have to know, can you mesh with them? But there's a certain point that I have to know, how serious are we for me to break that barrier where now my kids are going to bond with you, and then 2 weeks later we're not an item. Why? Yeah. Why would I do that to my children and myself? I've already, that's history. I've been there, done that. I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, very true.
You know, my energy is different, my thinking process is different. You know, the way I live my life is different. So I want that person to match my energy.
Right up.
You know, what are you bringing to the table? Because I know what I bring.
Besides,
you know,
besides the silverware.
And this isn't about necessarily men with money, because I am, look, my nails are done. My toes are done. I get my hair done. Wax. I do a lot of things to keep myself looking and feeling beautiful for me, not for men. So I want somebody who's going to add to my life, not take away, add, because I want to add to theirs. So like they say, the queen behind the king is what keeps them going, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yep. Yep. Hell yeah. Oh yeah, I've said the same thing about the whole, like, I don't want to be. I mean, I'm 40 right now, And I'm just like, yo, I don't want to be, you know, dating.
Dating at 50. I could see if I had my widow, you know, or something like that. But damn it, I've never once been even proposed to. I know that I am worth it.
Being proposed to is overrated.
That's not the point. You know what it takes for a man to even offer absolutely that much to a woman? Hell, I want that.
Hell yeah. I know exactly.
We don't have to have a wedding. Like, at least I know I meant that much to somebody. And that person means that much to me to say yes.
Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. It does take a lot. Like with me especially. Like, yo, you got to take, like, a lot for me to propose to you. And if I propose to you...
It means something.
If I propose to you, it means, like, I'm finally saying, like, you are the one that I want to spend the rest of my life with. And not only do I want to spend the rest of my life with you, ain't no divorcing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
There's no divorce.
No divorce. If we get into an argument, yo, all right, let's... Yo,
no, this is my theory, okay? How we can keep a perfect relationship even through the hard times. Make sure you have a bed in another room.
Yes, that's what I said.
Stay in that motherfucking bedroom until you get it right.
Yeah. You know, I was talking about that, you know, with somebody too, right? Not only that, like, you know, go sleep in another room.
Yeah.
But I also say, listen, if you're my wife though, and we get into an argument or whatever, we shouldn't sleep in different rooms.
We still shouldn't sleep together. But there are going to be times where you're so sick of that person for whatever reason, to get it right, to come back to each other. Why not have that ability to be like, you know what? I'm gonna take a couple of days in this room, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna fuck it out.
It shouldn't even be a couple of days, though.
But I'm just saying.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Because I know for myself, I need at least 24 to 48 hours of space.
Yeah, definitely. 48 hours. Yeah, a couple days. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
a person.
I agree with you.
I cannot have an intellectual argument. And I say intellectual because I'm gonna say some dumb shit. Because I introvert. I shut down, and I can't even think what you're saying and how to respond correctly. So I have to take time, and I take everything in. You may think I'm ignoring you, but I'm taking it all in. And then the next day, if I'm the one that has to come in and apologize, I'm going to do it, because that's who I am. I have to know when I'm wrong. So
yeah.
That's me. That's me. I like to take at least 24 to 48 hours of space.
Yeah.
And then I come back to you with, you know, I'm sorry, and that shouldn't have happened, and this, you're right, this is that.
Yeah. I definitely, because I am definitely like a 24, you know, 48 hour person. But like I said, if I propose to you, yeah, like, you're the one, you know what I mean? Like I said, we marry, no divorcing, we're going to work it out. If we got to go to counseling, Let's go to counseling. Like a quote that I have in my head, and to this day, I still use this quote to this day. It was at my brother Kenel's wedding when he got married in when he got married in Mexico. His pastor Ralph, had said something, right? Now I don't know the full thing he said, but one of the quotes was, if you're in a relationship or you're married, right, and you were in love with that person, and then you fell out of love, go back and fall into love
you
again.
You have to. I know this for certain, because being 10 years with someone, whether it was toxic or not, whatever, right? We already had that discussion. There were times that I felt like we needed spark. We needed fire. So what do? You have to go out on dates. You have to try. You have to almost learn each other again, but as childlike. Come to each other childlike.
Yeah.
Because if you can't do that, then you never love that person anyway.
Nope. You didn't. I agree. You definitely didn't. So, What would you say about... Oh, we got 10 seconds, and then I'm going to have to
do... 10
seconds. And then, no, well, five
let's,
now.
Let's ask them some questions.
You know what I'm saying? But then I got to do the part two, because it's about to end right now.